The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
My name is Amy Grisak. I'm a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I want to talk to you about how to use cover crops in the garden. Now, cover crops are basically just planting a series of plants. It could be buckwheat, rye, clover. There's a whole list of that you can use that do a number of things. They can fix nitrogen if they're in the legume family. They can break up soil with deep roots that really go through even some of the hardest clay. They all add a lot of organic material to the soil. Plus, they can suppress weeds and also keep soil in place in windy areas. So they're really, really valuable. The thing that people often wonder about, though, is how to use them. Now, in the big farming operations, especially the organic farmers, they're really, really smart about intercropping. So they'll plant a crop and then maybe a few weeks later plant another one. That's going to grow a little bit slower because you want to have your primary crop growing faster. So that's established so your cover crop isn't competing with it. But this cover crop is going to grow underneath it and is going to suppress weeds and in a lot of areas actually hold moisture in place. And then once the field is tilled in, there's that much more organic material going into the soil. Now for us gardeners, we don't need to think about when you need to plant your cover crop versus your primary crop, because the easiest way to do it is when you pull out that primary crop, get a cover crop in. For example, in the springtime, I'm getting going as soon as I possibly can. And so I'll have spinach and lettuces and radishes, different greens going in April, sometimes March if I can squeeze it. But so they'll be going for months. They are totally spent, done, kaput by June. So the easiest way for me to do cover crops is when I pull those out, plant something like buckwheat. That's going to be a really fast grower. 6-8 weeks, it's mature, done, cut it down, turn it under, ready for the next one. On the other side of the season, when I'm pulling out things like cabbages and broccoli and things like that later in the season, that's another good time. As long as I'm about 4 weeks out from that first frost, I can get those cover crops in. And the nice thing is I can leave them in all winter. So I don't have to worry about my soil blowing away because I'll have things like rye or peas and oats hold, or even clover, holding in that soil from these horrific winds that we get around here. So cover crops, definitely, they're nice. They're kind of that bookmark almost in between the crops, if you want to call it. But the nice thing is they're adding a lot into the soil, because even though you're growing something there, it's not utilizing the same nutrients that your primary vegetables are doing. And so when it's done growing, or you determine it's done growing, and say in the case of buckwheat, you chop it down and then turn it into the soil and chop it up, that's just adding so much more into your soil. Now, a lot of times people are wondering what they should use. Now, as I mentioned, buckwheat is, that's probably my go-to one for the early season stuff. If I want something that's going to grow quickly, that I can chop down, get mixed in, and possibly even squeeze another planting of a vegetable in there, I'll go to buckwheat. Now, it's really nice because it's a great competitor for weeds. It'll choke out just about everything. Haven't tried it on bindweed yet, but it's a pretty good aggressive grower. And so you're going to let it grow, keep it fast growing. You treat cover crops just as you do any other plant. If you're in a drought situation or low water, make sure it's watered. But the nice thing is you don't really have to worry about weeding it. And then for buckwheat, when it's time to go, chop it down and turn it under and you're ready to go again. It's fantastic. Now, some of the other ones for a later season, one option is rye. And the nice thing is with the annual rye, if you get that in at the end of the summer, it'll winter kill. It'll get growing quickly, so it's providing good organic material when it's turned under, but it's going to winter kill. It's not a real hardy perennial. And so in the spring, you'll be able to get going pretty quick, turn it under and get planted. Another one that I really like to use is a combination of field peas and oats. So you have the oats that grow pretty quickly, provide a lot of good organic material for your soil, and then the peas will provide nitrogen. They're really good nitrogen fixers. So those two, it's a really nice combination. Once again, I prefer planting them towards the end of the season in the late summer and then letting them there all winter long. It's going to winter kill around here. And then turning them under in the spring as I'm getting ready to plant. And then also clover. You know, there's several different clovers. Sweet clover is a really popular one out here. But it's another really fantastic one for the soil. Fixes that nitrogen in. Breaks up the soil because it has really good roots. They're really going to get down in there. And then when you turn it under, it just really helps build that soil. So really, I highly recommend that you look into the cover crops. It doesn't matter how small of a garden you have, because even if you're putting a cover crop in a row that you took out, that's just adding that much more to the soil. So really look at that. Consider planting after you pull out a crop, and you're really going to notice the benefits after a few seasons, that you will notice a difference, and it's really with minimal effort.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.